This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Now we got the lineups. Larry DeMoss, the public address announcer here at Edgewood.
First for the visiting cadets.
So let us go ahead and turn that over to him.
A junior, number two, Brock Stevenson. A senior, number 20, Skylar Hart. A junior, number 23, Zach Butler. A senior, number 33, Elijah Hotzeller. And a sophomore, number 34, Evan Birch. The cadets are coached by Mr. Chris DuBois. And now the starters for your Edgewood Mustangs. At guard, a junior, number 12, Cole Craddock. At guard, a senior, number 3, Ryan Stewart. At forward, a senior, number 52, Mitch Williamson.
Williams, an obvious crowd favorite, getting the call tonight.
At forward, a senior, number 33, Austin Renard. And at center, a senior, number 24, Jonas Carmichael.
So again, four seniors in that starting lineup tonight. Cole Craddock, the lone underclassman out there tonight to start this ball game.
Like we said, John, they are big out there. There's no question about that to start tonight. Skylar Hart for Cascade is 6'2". He's going to handle the ball a lot of the time, too.
Mustangs go left to right on the radio dial here to start this ball game. Mitch Williamson will jump. Skylar Hart, again, the do-everything guy for her Cascade. And the tip is controlled, as you might expect, for the Edgewood Mustangs. This ball game is underway. Craddock leaves it for Ryan Newman. He calls out the play. And looks like Cascade coming out in a man-to-man. Austin Renard on the left wing. Dribbles once, now gives it to Craddock. Craddock swings it over to Ryan Newman on the right baseline. Ryan looking inside for Williamson. Instead goes back out to Renard. Now back to Ryan Newman. Now they go inside to Carmichael. Now they got it to Craddock. And as soon as they can get it into Williamson, everybody will have touched the ball here on the opening possession of this ball game. Now with the ball is Ryan Newman. Newman goes inside to Carmichael, who flashes across the free throw line. Now it's over to Craddock. Craddock drives, now pulls it up inside the three line. Shot no good. Ball tipped around. Rebound at spot four, out of bounds. They say last touch by an Edgewood Mustang.
Yeah, good ball movement, though, and good man movement there by Edgewood. And Cole Craddock went flying almost out of the entire gym going after the ball on the side there. Maybe a little quick on that shot.
All right, so Cascade, their first possession of the ball game. And bringing it across the timeline, we expect them to be very patient tonight. That's Evan Birch. Birch leaves the ball for Hart. Now they swing it around. Now they reverse it back over to Skylar Hart. Mustangs coming out of the man-to-man. With the basketball at the top of the key, that is Butler. Now with the ball is Stevenson, Brock Stevenson. Now they go inside. That is Skylar Hart flashing in there and scoring the first basket for the Cascade Cadets.
Great move by Hart to get down in the middle of that defense.
Renard with the ball now to Newman. He's swinging over to Craddock. Craddock going down low to Carmichael. Carmichael pushes up a shot. No good. Rebound is hauled in by, and we got a foul, loose ball foul. That was Elijah Hosteller with a rebound. And who they whistle that one on for the Mustangs? That was on Carmichael. So that's Carmichael's first foul of the ball game, whistled against the Edgewood Mustangs.
Yeah, it's too bad for Carmichael because he had it within about 5 feet of the basket there. Really a shot he probably should have made. made, elevating over Elijah Hostetler.
Cascade on top here, 2-0. They go down inside. That's Elijah Hostetler. He leaves it now for Hart. Hart dribbles. Now passes to a teammate. He gets the ball right back. Stops inside. And now they'll reset the offense. 2-0 again. Our score 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. With the ball, it's Brock Stevenson. He lost the handle, but coming out there to get it, that was Stevenson. With the basketball now is Zach Butler. Butler looking inside, now drives a little bit, now gets the ball inside to Hostetler. Hostetler leaves it for Hart. Now back over to Butler. Butler with about a 10-footer, no good. Rebound with Craddock quickly in the front court to Edgewood Mustangs. Cascade got back on defense. Newman drives inside, leaves it for Carmichael. And ball knocked out of bounds. Thought maybe they're going to get Carmichael with an elbow, but no call. Braden Patton checks in. Also coming in for the Mustangs, Tanner Thomas. Mitch Williamson sits down, as does Jonas Carmichael. Carmichael with one personal foul. Newman will inbound it underneath the Edgewood basket. He's got to go deep. It's out to Tanner Thomas. Thomas leaves it for Newman in the corner. They go into Braden Patton, rather, and the ball knocked out by Elijah Hostetler, who got in the passing lane. Again, 2-0 our score. Skylar Hart with the only points in the ball game for Cascade. Newman will inbound the ball, finds Thomas, three on the way, short. That was way short. And that was Evan Birch got had with the rebound, brings it across the timeline, now leaves it for one of his mates. That's Butler. Butler stops, and getting into the passing lane was Thomas, but he couldn't hang on to the ball. Now that is Hostetler with it. Now they'll reset the offense. The ball in the hands of Skylar Hart. Hart leaves the ball for Butler. We got a whistle inside. What do we got? A foul, I believe, just based on his reaction. Austin Renard has picked up a personal foul.
Yeah, working hard inside to just deny the ball. And Cascade finally able to kind of get it in there, but Renard just holding on to him.
Evan Birch will inbound the ball under the Cascade basket. 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. And he finally gets the ball in the corner. That's a three ball out of the corner. Shot was missed by Stevenson. Renard with the rebound gives it to Ryan Newman. And Newman quickly in the front court for Edgewood. Gets it over to Craddock. Craddock turns. Two ball attempt, no good. Ball tipped around once. And quickly is Skylar Hart with the rebound. He'll go coast to coast and lay it in off the glass. So Skylar Hart scored his fourth point of the ball game. Cascade has jumped out here to a 4-0 lead. Quickly in the front court, Ryan Newman to Thomas. They go to Craddock, swinging over to Renard on the left baseline. That looks like a little bit of a 2-3 zone being applied here by Cascade.
Back in the zone now. You're right, John.
Yeah, came out in a man-to-man, but now they've gone to that 2-3 zone, which is what we expected them to start with in the ballgame. They go inside to Patton. Patton puts up a little, about a two-footer, missed that one out, rims out, and the rebound was pulled down by Birch. Birch still with the basketball. Now attacks and gives it up to Skylar Hart. Hart. Edgewood stays in a man-to-man, and Hart now will run the offense. And now, just as I say that, he leads it for Evan Birch. Birch directs traffic, gives the ball back off to Hart. Hart now dribbles, still has the ball. Now pulls up just inside the free throw line. They got it. Well, Skylar Hart's got a pretty looking shot. He's got all 6 points scored in the ball game.
Nice shot and a great handle of the ball. He's been all over the place with that dribble.
Got it quickly in the front court. He hits the deck, and well, if you want to give him points for anything, he hit the base drum over there. Hit it square right in the middle of that drum. We have a timeout on the court. We'll break for a half minute. Edgewood trailing Cascade 6-0. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Edgewood trailing 6-0. Tonight's broadcast, high school basketball, brought to you by Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. Give them a call, 334-3190, or visit them on the web at cfci.us, member FINRA SIPC.
Edgewood has started 0-for-5 in this game, and hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, so far it's been the Skylar Hart's, and now there's a turnover, and Edgewood has the ball. But Hart with all 6 points scored in the ball game. Craddock loads up a three ball and got it. Cole Craddock quickly declines with a three ball. Edgewood on the board at the 3:36 mark in the first quarter. They still trail, though, 6-3.
Some pressure here, though. Full court pressure is what got that turnover, and they're pulling it out again on this possession.
Birch took it all the way, and he missed it. Rebound by Thomas. Thomas brings it all the way, and now leaves it for Craddock. Renard with a three ball, no good. And coming down with the rebound, he lost it. And the ball loose on the floor, and bodies dive on the floor, and Ryan Newman ends up with it.
Great save by Patton.
Out to Thomas. Thomas with the left hand. Missed it. Ball tipped up by Patton. No good. Menard with the rebound. No good. Menard gets the rebound, and now they'll slow things down a bit. No, but Craddock with a three, and he got it. So now Cole Craddock loads up, and after it was 6-0, now Edgewood is tied at 6-6. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Well, Dave, the Edgewood Mustangs must have heard you. They missed their first five shots, and here they've come back, and they've knocked down two in a row.
Cole Craddock with a pair of threes. Still a tough shooting night to start off here for Edgewood, but they haven't been settling for threes. They tried to get it inside early, just haven't been able to make a lot of layups. There's been five inside the lane they haven't hit.
6-6 our score. Cascade with the basketball. Edgewood picking up the defense a little bit across the midcourt stripe. Now Cascade gets it across the timeline. Skadler hard with it. Now they go down low. That is Hostetler, and he puts it right up and in off the glass.
Nice ball movement there against a tough switching defense there, a zone defense, an odd one there from Edgewood.
8-6, Cascade on top. Newman in the corner now leads it for Craddock out top, swings it around. Renard with a two ball, no good. Hart with a rebound, and Ryan Newman ties him up. We got a jump ball, possession arrow pointing in the direction of Cascade. That will be Brock Stevenson will throw it in, and now Tanner Thomas and Mustangs picking them up in the backcourt. Now they quickly relax that defense. And it is Skylar Hard. He's double teamed. Gets it across the timeline. Ball loose on the floor. Tried to get it to Hostetler. And now ending up with it again is Birch. There's a three on the way. And I'll tell you what, Skylar Hard, young man's got 9 points. Came into the game averaging 12. He's almost there now.
He's feeling pretty good, too. He's got a big smile on his face.
Down low to Renard. He leaves it for Patton. Patton is hammered. He puts up a shot. Looks like it's going to be Evan Birch, the guilty party. We'll wait for the official call.
Personal foul, number 34, Birch.
That's Birch's first. That's the first foul against the Cascade Cadets. Patton at the free throw line on the year. 80% free throw shooter, and couldn't get the shooter's roll on that one.
Not much falling for Edgewood so far, John. We talked about how good of a shooting team they are. But they're really struggling right now.
Got a substitution, Dalton Dubois, 6'3 freshman. He's averaging 6 points, a couple of rebounds. He checks in as Elijah Hostetler sits down. Patton, nothing but the bottom of the net on that second one. And Cascade lead cut to 4, 11-7, a minute 56 to go here in the first quarter. Across the timeline is Birch. Birch stops his dribble. Another new face in the lineup is A.J. Parsons, a 5'11 senior. Now they give the basketball over to Skylar Hart. Hart with Ryan Newman on him. Now with the ball is Dubois. Dubois leaves it. Three ball on the way. Rims out. Patton with a rebound. A three ball attempt by Evan Birch. Missed. Now Tanner Thomas attacking in the front court. Leaves it for Ryan Newman in the corner. They reverse the ball now to Thomas. Thomas. Leaves it now for Craddock. Craddock got away with a walk there. Now to Ryan Newman. Now it's back over to Renard. Now Tanner Thomas out top. They go down low. Newman puts it up from 8 feet. Got it.
That's a nice spot right there. Just flashes about 8 feet away along the baseline and hits a perfect jumper.
11-9. Cascade on top. And Tanner Thomas commits a foul, putting a little too much pressure on Skylar Hart.
Yeah, but Skylar Hart's been a handful tonight. I mean, he's shown a great handle with the ball, putting it between his legs, around his back, dribbling in and out of traffic. Edgewood so far has tried three different defenders on him also, and he's pretty much having his way when he wants it.
Here for Bybee coming into the lineup as Coach Mahurin deciding to go small. Brayden Patton will sit out. Going small here a little bit. Well, yeah, we don't have the Twin Towers in there right now. At 6'5", Austin Renard, the tallest player on the court for the Edgewood Mustangs.
Having to match up down to Cascade at this point.
With the ball. They go down low, and the ball is taken away from Zach Butler. And now I think we're going to have a personal foul.
No, it's out of bounds, John. But a nice play there by Craddock coming from behind, trying to get the steal, and he forces, knocks the ball out of his arm and just hit the baseline.
My vision was blocked momentarily by a monitor to our left.
He did slap down on him, so I was worried they'd call it on Cole Craddock.
All right. Retaining possession is Cascade. That's Evan Birch with the basketball. Mustangs still in that man-to-man. Now they leave it over to A.J. Parsons. Parsons, they go down low. Now they revert. Butler reverses it. There's a three ball by Birch. No good. Rebound, though, to Skylar Hart. And ball lost out of bounds, but Cascade will retain possession. Cascade doing a good job on the offensive glass here at this point in the ball game.
They are. And again, this was a height disadvantage, although now Edgewood has gone small to try to match up down to them. But they're working pretty hard. And Skylar Hart, rebounding, shooting, you name it, he's doing everything.
Birch has to throw it in deep to Dalton Dubois. Now he leads the ball for Skylar Hart. Again, he has his hands on the basketball most of the time for Cascade. Coach Chris Dubois calling out the play. And now Hart drives, little runner, and off the glass, he got it. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 11 to the 13 scored. Quickly in the front court, Bybee with a long three. It would have counted had it gone, but he missed it. We have played 8 minutes. Cascade on top of the Edgewood Mustangs, 13-9. Back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang basketball on WGCL. Back at the Mustang Corral, John Callahan, Dave Novak, Kenny Robbins, high atop One City Center at the control of the broadcast. Tonight, Edgewood 13-9, trailers to the Cascade Cadets. Hunter Thomas is walking with the basketball. Turnover to Edgewood, the ball going back to Cascade. But Dave, Skylar Hart, he was destroying the first quarter for Cascade, scored 11 of the 13 points.
5-for-5 shooting, 1 3-pointer. The other story here, Edgewood, a good shooting team, is 3 of 13 on all field goals. Just can't get anything to drop. Cole Craddock with a pair of threes is the closest thing they've got to really a good shooting night.
With the basketball, it's Ron Stevenson. He goes into the corner now to Hart. Hart, now they'll reset the offense. That's A.J. Parsons in the lineup. Nice pass inside. Little runner put up. Missed by Stevenson. Got his own rebound. Put up a shot, but he was fouled before he could shoot that ball. And let's see here. They're going to whistle it on for Edgewood.
Edgewood foul number 3, Newman.
It's Ryan Newman. It's his first. And now fouls starting to pile up for Edgewood. That's their fifth. With the ball is Brock Stevenson. Stevenson out top, finds Hart on the left baseline. They go down low, and that's Dalton Dubois, who I think is the son of the coach. Might be a good guess there. With the ball is Brock Stevenson. Stevenson, they leave it now for A.J. Parsons. Parsons and Bernard way out on him. We got a foul underneath, and I think we got an illegal screen. That will be on Hostetler.
Yeah, let's go in the other direction.
So that's Hostetler's first foul. Turnover gets the ball back to Edgewood.
That's Cooper Bybee down low, struggling there with Hostetler, who's got a few inches on him. But that's the one thing Edgewood has done is kept the ball out of the center position, not let it feed the post.
Ryan Newman directs traffic with the Edgewood Mustangs. Cascade back to the man-to-man. We saw him play a little bit of zone here in this ball game. With the ball is Thomas, swings it over to Cole Craddock. Craddock looks for Renard down low, finds Bybee, three on the way, no good. And there's Mr. Hart with a rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline. Dribbles behind his back. Still has it. Takes it all the way. Put up a shot and did not get the roll. Renard with a rebound. And here comes the Edgewood Mustangs. Ryan Newman quickly in the front court. Tried to find Craddock inside. And getting into the passing lane. And that should have been a palm on Hart, but it wasn't called. Shot is blocked. Renard with the block of A.J. Parsons' shot. Boy, quick pace game here. Craddock in the corner. Faked the three, had the ball knocked out of his hands momentarily, and now he's, well, they call him for traveling. It looks like it, he possibly tripped over a Cascade cadet, right foot. And now we got Skylar Hart checking out of the ball game. Well-deserved rest, as he's pretty much, he's done everything for Cascade at this point in the game.
And you can't say he's forced it either. I mean, he's played very much within the offense. He just happens to be the guy who can make all the plays.
13-9, Cascade with a four-point lead, 6:07 remaining here in the first quarter. Parsons with it, leaves it inside to Dubois in the corner, and now they'll reset the offense. That is Evan Birch with the ball. Tanner Thomas. Back in the Mustang Corral, we apologize. Somebody knocked us off the air. We lost power, but we're back up. 13-9, Cascade still with the lead, so you haven't missed much. And Skylar Hart has returned to the lineup. He gets it to Dubois. Dubois has it with Austin Renard on him. Now back in the ball is back in the hands of Skylar Hart. Hart leaves it for A.J. Parsons. Parsons with Craddock all over him. Now into the corner. That is Evan Birch. Birch still has it. And now he'll leave it for Hart. Now a little, about a five-foot runner. Nice shot put in by Dalton Dubois.
Very nice shot by Dubois. They're moving the ball well. Edgewood's playing tough defense. That's the first field goal, though, of the second quarter.
15-9, biggest lead in the ball game for the Cadets. Inside they go to Thomas. Now they'll go ahead and reset the offense. Bybee now with it. Bybee to Thomas. Thomas leaves it for Craddock. Craddock now to Cooper Bybee. Bybee inside. Strong move to the basket. He got it.
Very nice move by Bybee. He turned. It looked like he wanted to shoot another three, but he's 0 for 3 on those, so he decided to go inside instead.
Well, they're trying to push the ball. Cascades did, and that was Austin Renard who got into the passing lane and was able to knock it out.
We're having a discussion here.
We're having a discussion. Initially, they said the ball belonged to Edgewood, and now we have a conferring session going on. Now they're going to say jump ball.
They were both certain it was going the way they said. They both would not lose their ground either.
Well, the possession arrow is pointing in the direction of Cascade, so they have the ball. That's A.J. Parsons inbound again. He leads it for Skyler Hart. Hart, they go down low to Dubois. Dubois turns on Renard's, got position, shot will go. And Renard with the foul, are they going to call that offensive foul? Nope, looks like it's Austin Renard committing the personal.
Nice move there by Dubois. That's twice in a row they've gone inside to him. And he's hit them both, and he's a nice move with the ball. He's a freshman here and a coach's son, but trusting him on the post.
Fortunately, he has two fouls on Renard. He'll have to come out. Dubois, good-looking freshman, 6 points, two rebounds a contest, 60% shooter from the field. He's a 61% free throw shooter, but boy, he looked like he was an 85% free throw shooter on that one. He's got 5 points, and the lead now up to 7. 18-11 with 3:26 to go here in the first half. They go down low, ball out of bounds, and I think they wanted to hit Newman inside, but he couldn't catch up to it. Turnover gives the ball back to Cascades.
Yeah, Cascades is really overcommitting on the outside, so they tried two or three times in a row here, Edgewood has, to cut him on a back door. They've completed the first two, but that one was just a little far from Newman.
18-11, our score. Biggest lead of the ball game for Cascade. Spending a lot of time in the backcourt. It's hard with Ryan Newman hounding him. Ball loose on the floor, but Cascade will retain possession.
Nice D there by Newman. Just couldn't come up with the ball.
Evan Birch has it. Edgewood still in the man-to-man. Now they give the ball back out to Birch. Birch into the corner. Hart loads up from three. Land no good. Bybee and Hart fighting for the rebound. A nice dive there by Hart. A nice three-point landing that time. Out of bounds, they give the ball to Edgewood.
No, that great effort on both kids. Bybee and Hart going after that loose ball. And knocked off of Hart, but great effort by both kids getting Hart on the ground.
Ryan Newman attacks in the front court, leads it for Tanner Thomas. Now to Craddock. To Bybee, knocked out of bounds. Dubois.
And you can see with this small lineup here for Edgewood, they've really spread it out, and that Cascade defense has come out with them, leaving a lot of space in the middle. Braden Patton hasn't been able to get himself open inside. They just tried the backdoor cuts with Newman.
Jason Brown checks into the lineup. Cooper Bybee will sit out. Bybee with 2 points. Brown seeing his first action of the ball game. And now what do we got? Personal foul.
Personal foul, number 23, Butler.
Yeah, Butler's just holding Braden Patton inside. That's a little bit of a mismatch in Patton's favor.
Yeah, Butler looks like he's outweighed by about 30 pounds in there.
Like everybody's outweighed by Braden Patton.
Well, Newman tried to get the ball in. Hart got into the passing lane, but he was on the out-of-bounds line, so Edgewood retains possession underneath their own basket.
Look at both teams' credit so far, John, on the defensive end. They've been in passing lanes. They've caused some turnovers, or at least some attempted turnovers. Not all of them have gone in their favor, but some really good hustle and some good hands.
Tanner Thomas now directs traffic for Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustang basketball team. They trail by 7, 18-11. Ryan Newman lost the handle, they say, and then we're going to have another conversation between two officials.
Hart knocked that off of Newman, and they're going to turn that around and give it to Cascade.
Yeah, Coach Mahurin not really arguing it, so he saw it. The play was pretty much in front of him. So the turnover gives the ball back to Cascade.
That's 4 turnovers here in the second quarter for Edgewood.
Using the left hand, that is Birch across the timeline. He kills his dribble, though, and it double-teamed, and they had to get a timeout. And we'll break for a half minute. 18-11 our score. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. 18-11 our score as timeout was called. And we are set to play basketball again.
And more good hustle force that, John, because that's Edgewood putting some double-team pressure just across the timeline.
Braden Patton will guard the inbound pass from Dubois, and they do get the ball in. And they tried to hit the man inside, and getting into the passing lane was Craddock. Quickly, Thomas the other way to Brown. Now to Ryan Newman, now to Craddock. Craddock swings it over to Thomas on the left baseline. Tanner looks inside, instead goes back out to Newman, swinging it over to Jason Brown. Good ball movement here with the Edgewood Mustangs. We got a foul inside. They get Patton.
Yep.
Patton and Zach Butler were going back and forth.
They gave that to Braden Patton, though. He was trying to clear space underneath, and they got the call on him.
So New Boys will throw it in. And he'll throw the home run ball, and he got it in. Having to save it was Birch. He does a good job of that. Leaves it for Butler, and now they'll reset the offense with Birch.
Great job by Birch.
So Birch looks inside. Now he'll bring it out top, and now they go inside to Du Bois. Du Bois looks inside. He's double-teamed. Now they go back to Birch. Birch out top. Craddock on him. Now gives it over to Brock Stevenson. Now inside, it's the Du Bois in the corner. Du Bois brings it back out top. Patton on him. Du Bois kills his dribble out top. Patton hits the deck, gets back up. Now it's to Stevenson. Now to Du Bois. A three on the way, and no good. And tracking down the rebound is Ryan Newman, and he's going to be fouled by Skyler Hart. Hart went after the ball, but he got an awful lot of Ryan Newman in the process.
That's one of the few times Skyler Hart hasn't been in position tonight. He's been great so far. Cooling off a little bit here in the second quarter. He's 0 for 2 in this quarter after going 5 for 5 in the first.
Just a 14th foul on Cascade here in the first half. Hostetler chips back in. And Du Bois will sit down. Du Bois sits down with 5 points.
Yeah, good minutes there for Du Bois. He'll miss that three-pointer, but he was 3 for 3 before, or 2 for 2 before that, and hit a free throw.
Ryan Newman with the ball. They go to Jason Brown out top to Craddock. Craddock leaves it for Tanner Thomas. Now over to Ryan Newman. Newman, nice screen from Patton. Stops. Now to Craddock. Craddock makes his way to the basket inside the three line. No good. And the rebound brought down by Evan Birch. Craddock had a good look, just couldn't get it to go down.
He did. Nice move to get inside the three-pointer and get past Skylar Hart, but couldn't knock it down.
Birch crossed the timeline, drives inside, now leaves it for Zach Butler. Butler with a shot, no good. Rebound by Craddock. Craddock looks for Tanner Thomas, finally finding Thomas quickly in the front court to Newman. Newman double-teamed in the corner. He goes inside. Ball knocked by Hart with a block. And taking it the other way after getting the rebound, that was Hostetler. And Hostetler with the basket. 20-11, the biggest lead of the game. 20-11, 9-point lead for Cascade. Craddock with it. Now over to Thomas. Thomas looking inside. Well, you don't want to let this Cascade team. And Thomas takes it all the way and got it. Nice move by Tanner Thomas.
Great move there by Thomas. Again, Cascades is really committing out to the three-point line. So Edgewood is trying here to get into the lane. They're going to have to do more of it.
Cascade not playing like a team that's lost 9 of their last 11 games. Birch lost the handle on that one. Craddock has the ball. Now quickly up to Newman. Newman, a nice move. Couldn't get it before the half. 20-13, we've reached halftime. And Edgewood on the short end of a 2013 score. We'll continue with more for the Mustang Corral. After this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. The biggest lead for Cascade in that first half again was 9 points, and they lead it by 7 here as we begin play. Side out Edgewood going now right to left on the radio dial for the second half.
Back to your normal lineup here with Renard and Patton both in the game together.
All right, Brian Newman with the basketball, gives it to Craddock. Now they go out top to Thomas. Now Renard swinging way outside, now to Newman. Newman now drives inside, stops, leaves it for Tanner Thomas. Thomas, they go down low to Patton. Getting into the passing lane was Hostetler, ball out of bounds. They say last touched by Cascade.
Nice play there on Patton in the post to knock the ball away, but Hostetler then knocked it out of bounds himself. Gave it right back to Edgewood.
Ryan Newman will throw it in to Patton. Patton shoots just outside the free throw line. Rims out. Rebound was pulled down by Birch. Quickly up court. Laying it up and in off the glass of Elijah Hostetler. He's got 4 points. And the lead now back up to 9. 22-13 with 7:30 to go here in the third quarter. With the basketball is Renard. Renard drives inside. Nice little runner there, and he got it.
That's got to be the theme here in the second half, is getting the ball to the basket with the drive, because that's what Cascades is giving you.
Hard to believe. That's Renard's first 2 points of the ball game. Birch going to the hoop, and he is fouled. And did Renard get him? Nope, it's going to be Tanner Thomas. That's two now on Thomas.
Yeah, if you're Dave Mahurin, you like hitting that bucket there, but you don't like getting beat down the floor for a fast break and have the Hostetler beat everybody down the court last time down.
Well, they got them all in to Hart and his double team, so pick your poison there. It's either Newman or Craddock with the foul. It's going to be on Newman. Now Newman picks up his second foul. So side out, Cascade. Inbounding the ball is Brock Stevenson. He has to go to the backcourt to get it into Hart. Now Hart gives it to Birch. Birch running the offense. Swings it into the corner. That is Zach Butler. Butler now back out to Stevenson. Stevenson with Craddock on him. Stevenson down low to right to Braden Patton. I think he thought that Butler was going to flash to the basket. He didn't. Craddock with a three the other end. Got it. Cole Craddock, all of his points by way of three ball. He's got three threes tonight, 9 points. And what was a nine-point Cascade lead has been cut to four, 22-18, 6:38 to go in the third quarter.
Nice aggressive shot there by Craddock. Got the ball and immediately went up with it from the three-point line.
Birch gets it to Stevenson. He kills his dribble in the corner. Inside, shot by Hostetler is short. Austin Renard hauls in the rebound to Craddock. Craddock across the timeline. Nice bounce pass to Newman. Newman inside. Gets it back to Craddock. We got a hold inside on somebody. And the guilty party is Zach Butler. Ortiz must be wild tonight. That's Butler's second personal foul. So everybody who's committed a foul here in the third quarter, it was their second foul of the ball game. Thomas with it. Renard open from three. Got it.
Yeah, I've got Renard off now. That's his second bucket in the third quarter. He was silent in the first half except on the boards. They really need him to get going with the shooting.
Now Patton and Newman picking up the Cascade Cadets in the backcourt, but Hart able to get it across the timeline, doing a lot of dribbling, almost lost a handle on it. He regains it. Now they'll set up the offense.
Great footwork there by Tanner Thomas to stop Hart in his tracks.
They tried to hit Birch inside, and that was Renard who got in the passing lane. Quickly the other way, Ryan Newman. We're going to have a charge or a block. They say that Stevenson got there late, so it'll be the block, and that's not a shooting foul.
No, but a good aggressive play with the ball there by Newman. Edgewood got the ball up court very quickly, and he took it aggressively towards the lane and got the foul.
Ryan Newman will inbound it underneath the basket. 22-21, Cascade hanging on to a one-point lead. They have led by as many as nine here in the third quarter, so Edgewood on a little run here. Craddock out top Newman. Newman looking inside. Instead leaves it over to Thomas. Thomas inside to Patton, posting up. We got a foul. And looking at the official, who me? It's Hostetler. Ryan Newman will inbound the ball for the Mustangs underneath their own basket. Mustangs trying to get the lead. They haven't had it for a while. Craddock with a three ball. He got it. Got it now. 12 points. He's heating up, and Edgewood has regained the lead 24-22. They haven't had it for a while.
They have come out like their hair's on fire, though, and it's Cole Craddock, and it's the inside game so far.
Brock Stevenson across the timeline. He's doing a lot of dribbling out there. Now he directs some traffic. And now he'll leave it for Birch. Birch gives it off to Hart. Inside, a little runner was put up. Missed. Hart skying, trying to get that rebound. He lost it. Shot was put up by Elijah Hostetler. He missed that. Ball out of bounds. Ball going back over to Edgewood. Edgewood again with the lead, 24-22. 5:10 remaining here in the third quarter. They trailed at the half, 20-13. Trailed by as many as nine again, 22-13. So they're on an 11-0 run here. Craddock has the ball. Craddock drives inside, leaves it for Thomas. Well, we got 3 seconds.
Walk. Gotta walk.
So, turnover gets the ball back to Cascade. Now Edgewood picking them up in the backcourt defensively.
Yeah, their defense has really picked up, and Braden Patton's got a couple of steals.
Nice pass. Hart, boy, he did a good job. Hart did. Body control there. Making the catch, first of all, and then having enough sense there or control to get the ball in. Renard inside, Patton turns, strong move to the basket. He is fouled, and boy, Hostetler picking up those fouls left and right here in the third quarter.
No, he's having a whale of a time with Braden Patton. They've been going inside over and over and over, and outside of one turnover that where the ball was poked away from him, Braden Patton's really having his way on both ends. As I mentioned, two steals, keeps getting the ball inside and either setting a pick or getting open.
Patton 1-2 from the stripe. He's an 80% free throw shooter on the year, and he knocked that one down. Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball on WGCL, brought to you by Advanced Auto Care. Routine maintenance or repairs in your car necessary? We'll see Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive, 330-1620. Patton, second free throw rims out. Matt Stevenson with a rebound. Patton now 2-4 from the strike. And with the ball at his Birch across the timeline. Coming out to get him is Tanner Thomas. Now over to Stevenson. Stevenson, Craddock on him, overplaying him. Now they go back over to Birch. Birch drives on the left side, drives inside, now leaves it for Hart. Hart with a three ball, and no good. Cole Craddock with the rebound. He was fouled in the backcourt. They didn't call that one. And made no harm, no foul, I guess. And now it's over to Craddock. Craddock now to Ryan Newman. Good ball movement here by Edgewood in their possession. Thomas with it. Stops inside the free throw line. Missed it. Newman fights for the rebound. He didn't get it. Stevenson with the rebound. Quickly the other way is Hart. Craddock got a hand on the ball. Hart was able to keep it. And he was able to get the ball into the hands of Zach Butler. Butler with the basket. What do we got?
The referee's not feeling too well over here. He's over on the side. So after the made basket, they just stopped it and got to take a look at him. He may have gotten run into. He's holding his head.
So momentary break in the action here.
And our bucket there was Zach Butler.
That was Butler.
Dave Mahurin not real happy on a little bit of defense here in the full court where they're pressuring up the court. In the front court here where Cascade's trying to bring the ball inbounds or get down court. They've been beaten down on the other end quickly by long passes. He is not very happy about that. The half-court defense has been very, very good so far for the Edgewood Mustangs here in the third quarter.
It's like one of the officials that it looks like he maybe got popped in the eye here a little bit, so he's going to let him clear the cobwebs, if you will.
Yeah, he's holding his head a little bit and laughing, so he appears okay, but I think he needed a minute. The official score down here was kind of holding them up.
Well, maybe he saw 20 players out there. Maybe that was one reason. So
let's see how quickly he makes a call out here and see if he's all right.
But now he seems to be ready to go here. 26-25, Edgewood after jumping ahead 24-22 as they came out of the gate here in the third quarter on fire. Now Cascade has entered that run, and they have regained the lead 26-25. Tanner Thomas with the basketball. Leads it for Nard out top and now to Craddock. They look for Patton inside. Can't get him there. And instead, they'll reverse the ball over to Bernard. Bernard now to Newman. Flash into the basket. It's Craddock. Nice pass to Patton.
Great possession right there. Craddock moves along the three-point line, gets inside the three-point line, and draws the defense to him and hits Patton wide open under the basket.
27-26, Edgewood on top, runner on the way, put up by Evan Birch. He's fouled, though, on his way to the basket, but he was fouled, I believe, in the act of shooting. Tanner Thomas with a foul.
He is going to get two free throws.
Birch, good free throw shooter, 77%, first time there tonight. Cooper Bybee getting ready to check in for Edgewood. First shot is up and good. Birch, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds a contest. 27-27 our score, looking to give Cascade the lead. If he can make his free throw, eyes and he flies, and he got their shooter's roll.
Bounces around a lot, but goes in.
Birch, first 2 points of the ball game. 28-27 our score, Edgewood on top, 3:25 remaining here in the third quarter. Bybee swings it over to Craddock. In the corner to Ryan. Newman, and Newman with, well, we might have got away with one there. Looks like Newman, although that was a good acting job by Stevenson. But Newman did give him a little bit of the forearm there, but probably not as much as Stevenson would like you to think.
Yeah, that's the referee that got popped in the mouth, so we'll see about that. I don't know. It sure looked to me like there was a forearm there by Newman that he got away with.
That was the second foul. Now Newman has to throw it in deep. Craddock tracks it down. Hard all over him like a cheap suit.
And he has been all game, or at least here in the third quarter and second quarter, slowing him down.
Craddock with it. Makes his way to the basket. Puts up a little runner. Couldn't get it to roll. Rebound fought for Patton with it. He was fouled. Shot missed. He'll go to the free throw line. Nice move to the basket by Craddock. Patton doing a good job on the offensive glass. Put up a shot. He got fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Been there 4 times already tonight. Or so far tonight, I should say. 2 of 4 from the stripe.
But Hart's been all over Craddock on the long three-point line, not letting him have good looks. He's able to get inside the three-point line and get to the basket. That's a nice play there by Patton. And again, just showing you about how the Edgewood Mustangs are having a hard time shooting the ball. He had a layup right there underneath the basket, got fouled across the arm. Still got the ball up, but it just won't fall too much for Edgewood tonight.
That was on Hart. That's his second. Checking into the lineup is A.J. Parsons.
These are home rims. They're supposed to go in for you.
Patton, nice rotation on the ball.
Got real good form with that.
He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Edgewood back to a one-point lead, 29-28. Hart with it down low. Doubling once was Butler. And they play inside-outside. Got it to Dubois. And Dubois hits the three. And now Cascade with a two-point lead, 31-29. Bybee with it. Was able to get away from the defender, missed the shot. Rebound pulled down by Zach Butler. Butler will bring it across the timeline, sets up the offense. Now gives it to the man who, again, handles the ball the majority of the time for Cascades, Skyler Hart. Hart now coming out to Birch. Birch, Bybee all over him, leads it for Zach Butler. Butler to A.J. Parsons, Craddock on him. Parsons now makes his way to the basket, instead passes it over to Birch. Birch down low, that's a shot missed badly by Butler. Rebound by, I believe that was Patton that got the rebound. Craddock takes it coast to coast. He was trying to get it over to Renard, and we've got a foul, and I think it's on due to Renard's reaction. It's going to be against Edgewood. Foul was on Cole Craddock. That'll be his second. Fourth against the Mustangs here in the quarter. Or I should say the second half, which is the same thing. With the ball is Birch. Birch. Craddock on him. Birch now dribbles into the corner, stops, gives it in to Butler. Butler off the glass. Whistle, count the basket. He was fouled. A nice move by Butler to the hoop. Scores his fourth point. And that's on Bybee. So after the Mustangs were able to erase what was a nine-point lead, they actually take the lead, and now Cascade's starting to pull away again. And the shot was missed by Butler. Rebound pulled down by Patton. Gives it to Ryan Newman. Newman directs traffic. And now reverses it over to Renard. Three on the way. Boy, he missed that one badly.
Yeah, he's frustrated tonight.
Skyler Hart with the rebound. And that's not like Renard. Very uncharacteristic of him to miss that badly from behind the line. With the ball now is A.J. Parsons. Parsons with Craddock on him. Threw it right to Renard. Left his feet. Cardinals in there. Bybee with it. Nice move to the hoop. We got it.
Very nice finger roll by Bybee through traffic.
And we have timeout on the floor. And we are going to break for a minute. Edgewood trails 33-31. You're listening to Mustang Basketball on WGCL.
Back at the Mustang Corral, Dave Novak and John Callahan with you. Edgewood has refound some of their shooting stroke here in the third quarter, getting the ball inside to Braden Patton, Austin Renard, and Cole Craddock from outside. They have put up 18 points on top of their 13 in the second half. And back in this game, it's 33-31 for Cascade.
Edgewood picking them up in the backcourt. Dubois got it in to Hart. Now Hart leads it to Evan Birch. Birch across the timeline. Ryan Newman on him. Now to Hart. Hart. Again, good ball handler. Probably the best ball handler for Cascade.
Edgewood's done a good job with him since that first quarter, though, and really frustrated him.
Birch. Ryan Newman on him. Birch still with the ball. And now he'll bring it back out top. Now he dribbled himself, and he killed it. He was double-teamed, but he was able to get it over to A.J. Parsons.
Just threw it to a spot, and the guy got there.
Now with the ball is Butler. Butler now back out to Parsons. Parsons, Bybee on him, now to Skyler Hart. Hart now, Cole Craddock on him. Hart dribbles between the legs, now still has it, stops, puts up. No, he went inside, nice pass. Give the assist to Skyler Hart. The basket to Zach Butler, the lead back to four. 35-31, under 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Three on the way, but Bybee had the shot, but he missed it. Newman tracks down the rebound, and he was fouled.
A little quick there out of Bybee and Dave Mahern's letting
him
have it.
Yeah, but he'll tell you, though, Coach, I was open. And they would say, well, Coach, there's a reason. There's a reason you were open.
Coach was telling him maybe he didn't want that quite so quickly.
Well, the foul was on Skyler Hart. That's his third now. That's a seventh, so we'll see some free throws from Ryan Newman.
Coach for Cascade, DeBoisier, wisely taking Hart out for the last 26 seconds of the quarter.
Newman on the season is an 80% free throw shooter.
Hart's been frustrated here in the third quarter, but he's done a good job still staying within himself, and that was a great assist on that last bucket by Cascade.
Now Newman, it's the first to who will get the bonus among our fine sponsors, the People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. The bank that truly cares about people, it's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Substitution's getting ready to check in. Jonas Carmichael, he got the start. Now he'll come in. Renard sits down with those three personal fouls. I think he's got three. Carmichael started the ball game, played a little bit there in the first half, and hasn't seen any action since. Newman's second one on the way. That's also good. He's got 4 points in the game, and the Cascade lead cut to two, 35-33.
A couple points there by Newman, but he's done a really good job. He was one of the main defenders here on Skyler Hart, getting up into his body and really irritating him.
We have Birch bringing it across the timeline, and that's Cole Craddock who's irritating him on the defensive side. Still with the ball, hits the deck, and he was able to get it over to Stevenson. Stevenson with Craddock on him. Now back to Birch. Birch, with that's a new face in there. That is Tanner Colby who's checked into the lineup, and he commits a personal foul.
Yeah, just committing a little bit too far and not with enough footwork to kind of recover there. But they're putting the pressure on out front on the ball handlers. That's what Edgewood's been doing here since the end of the first quarter.
Colby is an outstanding baseball player, I understand. He's in now for defense. That's the sixth foul against Edgewood here in the third quarter. With the ball making his move to the basket is DuBois. He was fouled, or did they call the charge? Well, with the motion of the players, it's on Edgewood. And the foul was on Jonas Carmichael. That's his second. And back at the free throw line is Dalton DuBois. He's been there one time tonight. He was successful on that one and knocked that one down. Again, he's a freshman, 6'3", looks to be a pretty good basketball player.
A good-looking shot, too. That's an unfortunate foul there, though, by Jonas Carmichael, because it looked like Cooper Bybee had some position there. He was going to make the layup a tough shot, if not a charge.
Austin Gates checking in, seeing his first action of the night. Second free throw was also good for DuBois. And there's a long shot attempted by Edgewood. Would not have counted had it gone. We played three quarters, 37-33. Edgewood with some work to do in the final stanza. We'll have the fourth quarter call after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. Henderson Orthodontics, Southern Indiana's number one choice for Invisalign, is the newest sponsor of athletics here on WGCL Radio. Of course, now it's high school basketball. Online at smilesbyhenderson.com. Henderson Orthodontics, proud sponsor of Confident Smiles. 37-33 our score. Cascade with the lead and the basketball, and more a lot of contact there between Hart and Newman. Looked like Newman took the worst of that one, and they're going to call him for the foul.
Yeah, three guys right there on Skylar Hart. Newman tried to step in front of him, and Hart just was having none of it. Went right through him.
As far as the shooting splits here in the third quarter, did things improve somewhat for Edgewood?
It was better for Edgewood. 6-12 in the quarter. There's still only 11-31 overall for the game. 3-5 on three-pointers is what made a little bit of a difference there. Also 5-6 from free throws. They need to get to the line. They need to hit the inside shots when they get them, and they certainly need to pop in a couple threes. That's their game. But the other side, unfortunately, 6-10 there for Cascade, so still hot shooting by Cascade.
Skylar Hart misses the front end of a 1-1. The rebound was by Tanner Thomas. Craddock with a three. He rims out, and the rebound is pulled down by DuBois. I should point out Hart, he's an 88% free throw shooter, missed the front end of that 1-1. Quickly the other way is Birch. He was trying to find Austin Gates. Gates couldn't catch up with the pass. Turnover against the ball back to the Edgewood Mustangs.
No, and coming back the other way here, that Cole Craddock three-pointer is something they would have liked to have in transition. Got it to him quickly, set really just a little long on him. That's been the Edgewood story, shooting the ball tonight.
Bernard with a shot for the free throw line. Well, that one is at a Patton with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up, got the roll. Boy, Braden Patton again. I tell you what, on the offensive class tonight, that young man is not to be denied.
No, a nice play there again by Patton. He's been inside. He's been getting every rebound imaginable. He's just not been able to make up those follow shots. This one he got to go off the glass and off the rim about four times and finally went down. And perhaps more importantly here too, fourth foul on Skylar Hart.
Now, Patton is an 80% free throw shooter, but tonight has had struggles, 4-6 from the free throw line. And he got the three-point play. So Edgewood closing the margin. Now they trail by one, 37-36, 7:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. And now we got a foul on the backcourt, and that was Braden Patton.
Yeah, he's chasing DuBois, the freshman who's got the ball on the inbounds, and maybe not the best spot for Patton to be chasing somebody who's in the backcourt, going after a guy a little bit smaller and more svelte. That he is.
Yeah, DuBois, he's 6'3", but yeah, he weighs a lot less than the 240 or 250 that Braden Patton weighs.
So let's give Braden Patton credit. He's been a monster here in the second half.
DuBois has had a good ball game here. Came in averaging 6 points, and he eclipsed that a long time ago. He's got 11 in the ball game. 61% free throw shooter is to this point 4-for-4. Hart checks out. Again, he's got, did you say four fouls?
He does.
So they're going to let him rest a little bit. It's A.J. Parsons coming in for him. Now he'll be back in shortly. Shot was missed, and rebound pulled down by Ryan Newman. Newman across the timeline, gives it over to Thomas. Now back to Newman. Now to Renard. They swing it around to Craddock on the left wing. Craddock down low to Patton, getting into the passing lane with Dubois. Coming out of there is Stevenson. Stevenson lost the handle, finally tracks it down. Now to Dubois, and now they'll set things up. But the ball is Birch.
Yeah, a little bit of force there from Craddock trying to get the ball into Patton. Didn't need that pass.
Dubois now dribbles. Good-looking ball player. Craddock on him, stops. Now he's wanting to post up, trying to get the ball inside. He finally does. And with the ball inside is Stevenson, or Hostetler, rather. We have a three ball. Stevenson with a three ball. Three on the way by Renard. He missed it. He knew that was missed because he was chasing it down.
Yep.
And a rebound coming over to Birch. We got a foul.
Now, it's been a rough night for Renard, and I think he might have just exacerbated that by getting the foul down there and trying to overcommit on the defensive end. He's been frustrated shooting the ball tonight. It's not been his night.
Now Birch steps back to the free throw line. He's had both of his attempts so far. 77% shooter on the year. And gets the first one to go down. The lead back up to 6, 42-36. Denard now sits down, and I think Bobby came back in. He did. And trying to give him a 7-point lead with 6:23 to go, and he got it. So Birch, all of his points coming by way of free throws tonight. He's got four of them.
Back to that four-guard lineup here for Edgewood, going very small, trying to match up back down to Cascade.
Good ball movement in the front court by the Edgewood Mustangs. Thomas stops, gives it over to Craddock. Craddock down low to Patton, and getting into the passing lane with Stevenson out of bounds. They say last touch, though, by, I believe, A.J. Parsons.
They probably could have about eight fouls against players playing Braden Patton tonight. He's been that much of a monster inside, but just not able to get in great position and knock it down consistently tonight.
Tanner Thomas will inbound the ball. And who's he going to get it into? He gets it into Bybee. Bybee now over to Ryan Newman. Newman out top. Now makes his way to the basket. Leads it for Thomas on the right baseline. Out of Craddock. Back out to Bybee. Bybee. Now looking for Craddock. Craddock goes off the screen, puts up an 8-foot jumper, no good. Patton tips it around, no good. Ball, Bybee ends up with it, back up, no good. Patton with it, but I think we're going to get Patton for over the back. Patton's been a workhorse on the offensive glass that time, got too aggressive. And he picks up his third personal foul in the process.
And again, Edgewood just can't get them to fall. They're getting good looks. That was a nice screen over here for Cole Craddock by Braden Patton. Took out two defenders. A good look from about 10 feet. Just can't knock it down. Everything's just a touch long and off that rim tonight.
Now, as Joe Smith would say, now you might want to mark this at the 5:48 mark, as Edgewood now committed their 10th personal foul. So Cascade is in the double bonus from here on out. Now, they're looking at Dubois. And then, you know, Dubois, he wasn't the guy who was fouled. Instead, the free throw shooter is going to be Evan Birch. I don't know why that the Dubois would want to get up there, although because Birch statistically is a better free throw shooter at 77%. He knocked that one down.
Freshman.
Ah. All right. Birch is a sophomore, so it's not like he's that much older.
No, but Dubois is chuckling about it too. So
just a free throw and rebound pulled down by Tanner Thomas. Thomas crossed front court quickly to Bybee. Bobby now to Ryan Newman. Now they go to Craddock. Craddock's been quiet here of late. Little runner, got it.
Very nice move there by Craddock. And again, Braden Patton with a great screen took out two defenders once again.
Craddock now with 14. That's his first two-point basket of the ball game. Nice defensive play by Newman. Picking the pocket, laying it up, and got it. Pick Birch's pocket. Defense into offense. Patton, or Newman rather, now with 6 points. Lead cut to 4, 44-40 with 5:16 remaining. Flipped it the other way, and that was Bybee doing a great job of getting in the passing lane. He saved it. Here comes Tanner Thomas in the front court. Edgewood trying to cut that lead of Cascade down to two. Craddock with the three. Got it. Boy, dead eye through the corner. That's Craddock's fifth three. And Coach Dubois calling the timeout.
I thought that was a little greedy over there. He had a man flying at him. Maybe the shot they didn't want to. But, you know, Cole Craddock, he likes that three-pointer. Some great defense starts us out, John. I have to put it in my books as a turnover, but that's back-to-back steals, and those aren't the first steals of the night for Edgewood. Some great defense forcing the ball out of the hands.
We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. 44-43, Edgewood trailers by 1 point. They've had the lead once here in the second half. Actually, twice, but it's just by 1 point each time. Both teams are trading baskets, but Edgewood, nice little run here, and Cole Craddock has been one of those guys that's helped to do that, and also just defense into offense for Edgewood.
No, it's been a really important little stretch here, and it has. It's been about the defense. On the offensive end, Braden Patton with some big screens, a couple big rebounds too. But that right there, Taylor Bybee and Ryan Newman, both with great back-to-back defensive plays to get the ball back without a shot even being put up by Cascade.
Du Bois will inbound the ball for Cascade, gets it in to Stevenson.
Skylar Hart back in for Cascade.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be coming back in soon.
I wasn't going to waste long.
No. With the ball now. He got away with a shove. It's Birch. But we've seen Edgewood get away with a couple of those here tonight. Stevenson has the basketball. Cooper Bybee on him. Now over to Hart. Hart leaves it for Du Bois. Du Bois looking inside, wanting the basketball. Just pleading for the ball is Hostetler. Now instead to go to Hart. Nice pass inside. Hart turns around. Did he get the roll? No, he did not. Patton with the rebound. That's a tough shot to miss by Hart. Almost got the shooter's roll on that one, but he didn't get it. Now Tanner Thomas with it. Now Ryan Newman. Newman swings it over to Bybee. Nobody cutting inside. So they got three guys over there on the far side on the baseline. Now they get it to Craddock, and somebody okay. trying to get into the passing lane and hitting the deck. What do we got?
Well, we got them both going into the bench over here, and unfortunately Skylar Hart took the worst of it. It looked like he got maybe hit in his upper back there on the stair area of the bleachers. So he's down over there. He's up now.
We don't often do this for basketball games, but this injury timeout brought to you by South Central Oral Surgery Center. At South Central Oral Surgery, they'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth of the day. Visit their website, IndianaOralSurgery.com. Again, as Dave mentioned, Skylar Hart looked worse than what it actually was, I guess. He's up, and that's good. Good to see. And now what do we got? I think we have to take him
it,
out.
So he's got to
right.
make a sub on that. But I'll tell you what, it's great hustle by Hart. It's great hustle by Craddock ahead of him. Hart knocked it, or was trying to knock it off of Craddock coming around a screen. Ended up going off of Hart, and he just kind of ended up sliding in. They both slid into the bench over there. Craddock able to avoid most of the worst.
A.J. Parsons will check in for Hart. Now Hart will come right back in at the next dead ball. Cooper Bybee with it, driving inside, now swings it wide, open Thomas from three, couldn't get it to go down. Rebound pulled down by A.J. Parsons. Parsons leaves it for Du Bois. Du Bois will bring it across the timeline, stops, looks for a teammate, finds Parsons. A.J. Parsons will be coming out here in a second when they're bringing Hart back in. With the basketball is Birch. Birch now to Stevenson. Stevenson, Bybee on him, they go in the corner to Du Bois. Du Bois. Looks, now he'll dribble it back out top. Hostetler pleading for the basketball, but Patton's on him inside. So now, looks like Cascade run a little clock. I say that, Birch with a long three, missed it, rebound. Tanner Thomas skying to get that one. 3:26 to go here. Bybee, a three on the way, got it.
Yeah, Coach Du Bois cannot like that three-point shot by Birch.
Bybee now with 7 points, and Edgewood with the lead, 3:16 mark, 46-44. Across the timeline is Birch. Birch, Craddock, playing him defensively. Now they leave it for Hostetler, who comes way out. Patton going to give him about 4 feet. He's going to let him take an outside shot. Du Bois inside, no foul called. Patton ends up with a rebound, and now he's going to call a foul on Du Bois, and he's wondering why. He got hammered, he thought, inside by Patton. And he missed the shot. Instead, they're going to call the foul on Du Bois.
I might agree with him on that one. He had Patton behind him and two guys on either side of him just kind of hacking at him. And Patton may have gone over the top of him. He really didn't get a piece of him. Kind of got him in the back and got away with one. And then Patton just wrestled the ball away from him when it hit the bottom of the rim.
And one of the officials giving the explanation on that last call to Coach Du Bois of Cascade. Not sure if he liked it. Didn't really have a reaction to it. So
can't imagine he would have liked it.
Right? No.
Could have gone either way, really. I mean, he could have very easily had it over the back there on Patton.
Patton's been to the free throw line tonight 7 times. He's hit 5 of them. Yeah, 1-1 here. Looking to give Edgewood a 4-point lead if he can knock them both down. And we good rotation on the ball.
He really does. He shoots it really well. Great rotation, great form, uses his legs a lot. So, I mean, the second half, you could very easily say, is all about Braden Patton on both ends of the floor. He's got 2 steals. He's making picks all over the place. He's getting rebounds, getting inside, and free throws. It's been great in the second half.
Showing why he's an 80% free throw shooter on the year, and he got the second one. So it looks like he might be dialed in at the free throw line. That's his 5th in a row after hitting 2 of his first 4. Birch takes it inside, leaves it for Hostetler. Now to Stevenson. 3 on the way, no good. And rebound to Tanner Thomas. That might have been a too quick of a shot for, although he did have a good look at it, just couldn't get it to go down.
It was a good look.
Nobody picking Newman up inside. He hits the deck, missed the shot. And that was Zach Butler with the rebound. And here's Mr. Skylar Hart with it. Showing off his dribbling ability. Still has it. And now stops. And now they reverse the ball. Birch, well, that's a long three. Missed that one. I'm not sure Coach DuBois liked that shot. No, he didn't.
No, he sure didn't. Oh, man. I don't blame him. That's another it's another quick one from Birch.
Brian Newman with the ball. And I think somebody's going to sit down. I think Mr. Birch is going to sit down here on that last shot. Stevenson doing a good job of defense on Craddock, knocking the ball away. Craddock able to get it. Now to Patton. Over to Bybee. Now to Tanner Thomas. And now it's back to Ryan Newman. Now back to Bybee. Bybee out deep. Edgewood might be content to run a little clock here, and now we got a foul. And I think Zach Butler is the guilty party.
Still five guards out there for Edgewood, and now they got their ball handlers, of course, in the game late. So just kind of tossing around, wasting a little time.
The foul was on Butler. He got the double bonus now, so Edgewood will be shooting two free throws the rest of the way. And Bybee missed that one.
Don't talk about it, though. This is generally a very good free throw shooting team.
Bybee, an 80% free throw shooter on the year. His first trip there tonight, unsuccessful. Hostetler will be the man to sit down. DuBois back in.
And Austin Renard's going to come in here for Bybee if he makes it.
Yeah, Renard got a good rest. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Bybee, second one on the way. Got it. Cooper Bybee, nice performance off the bench for that young man. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 49-44. Edgewood's biggest lead in a long time, five.
He's not going to have a lot of points at the end of the night, but he's been a hustle guy on defense, no question about it, and certainly keeping the offense moving.
DuBois inbounding the ball to Birch. Birch choking pressure being applied by Craddock. Now he backs off. Birch across the timeline. Now he'll leave it for Skylar Hart. Hart now in charge of the offense, dribbles to the right wing, now brings it back out top, now goes back to the right wing, and still dribbles.
Around.
He wanted to get some space cleared, puts up a shot, no good. Patton had it, lost it, rebound by Hostetler, that was Birch with a rebound, and he tried to get it to Hart. We got a foul, though, I believe, before the shot, but again, we're shooting two free throws the rest of the way. That's Rayton Patton. That's his fourth. He's got to be careful now.
He does. He's trying to be aggressive there in on the defensive end. Nice move by Hart. He was dribbling around for about 15 seconds there, just kind of not doing anything.
Yeah, he wanted to get that space cleared so he could drive. Now, after hitting his first five, Birch has missed his last two. So Edgewood still with a five-point lead. Second one is up, and he was short on that one. Rebound, though, by Hostetler. That was Butler who threw it back up trying to draw the foul. Didn't get the call, and Edgewood with a rebound. And now it is Tanner Thomas, and now they got to play keep away the rest of the way. They tried to get it over to Renard, went over his head. Couldn't hang on to it, but Ryan Newman got it. Now it's Craddock. They just got to run the clock. That's what Edgewood has to do. We got enough points to win, guys. Let's just run clock. If we're going to foul them, so if they're going to foul us, let them foul us, and that's what happened there.
Yeah,
down here at the other end, I think he thought he was going to get the call. He didn't get it.
Yeah, they fouled the right guy, though. Tanner Thomas, of the guys that's out there, he's the one guy that doesn't shoot it particularly well, 67%. Otherwise, you've got Renard at 73, is your next best choice. Patton's 82, Cole Craddock's 83, Ryan Newman's 81. This is a good shooting bunch.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Morrison's Appliances. They do their homework. Their technicians know all of the brands inside and out. Shop the experts at Morrison's Appliances. You'll always get the best price as well. Morrison's Appliance and Service on West Kirkwood. Visit them online, morrisonsapplianceandservice.com. At the free throw line, Tanner Thomas, nothing but net it on that one.
Yeah, it was dead-eye, great rotation and everything. 67% is hardly awful at the free throw line. But
Thomas with 3 points in the game, give him four.
Clutch. That's all Edgewood has to do at this point, make your free throws.
51-44, Edgewood with the lead. We're under a minute to play here in regulation. Skylar Hart has the ball. He's a guy that can score for him the most and the best. And he's doing a lot of dribbling now. Now he makes his way and leaves it. DuBois fakes the three, drives inside. Now back to Hart. Hart with a long three. Got it. Boy, Skylar Hart, that's his second three ball. Coach DuBois calls a timeout. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on WGCL. 51-47, three ball by Skylar Hart, closing the Edgewood lead down to four. So Dave, looks like this ball game might go down to the wire.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, that's only the second bucket in the second half for Skylar Hart. He has gotten himself in a little bit of foul trouble, but a little surprised here. Cascade hasn't given him the ball a little bit more, or at least made sure that he's the one putting up some of the shots. We've seen some go up by Evan Birch. Maybe a little quick, but Skylar Hart's the guy that can do everything for you, so you certainly think he's going to get it going down the stretch. He's had two straight possessions where he's dribbled a little bit too much, but at the end of the day, he's gotten two good looks at it and made one of them, so I think Cascade will take that.
Cascade, as you might imagine, picking up the Mustangs here in the backcourt. Tanner Thomas, the most important guy in the game right now, he'll inbound it for Edgewood. Patton able to break free. He gets it, and he still has the ball. I don't think you want to foul him. He's a good free throw shooter. As again, a number of those young men are. Now to yeah, nice pass. Austin Renard give the assist to Cole Credit. Edgewood doing a good job of running the court.
Great job there, and a great look at the start it all off by Braden Patton.
But now Cascade has to score a bunch in a hurry. A long three, and Birch.
That's why he keeps shooting.
Birch knocking that one down. He's got, that's his first basket of the ball game. He's got five free throws and a three ball, and he got a timeout on the court, or maybe a foul.
He put that up, John, from the, one of the lines here on the volleyball court line. There is a red line about 6 feet over half court that he was standing on where he put that up.
Well, they had to stop the clock trying to get the ball back. Skylar Hart commits his fifth foul, so the best offensive weapon for Cascade will sit down with 14.8 seconds remaining in regulation. And at the free throw line, you got Cole Craddock. Hasn't been there yet tonight, but he's an 80% shooter on the year.
Now, Skylar Hart's been great for Cascade tonight, maybe not enough in the second half. And then we just saw right there Evan Birch, why he's been shooting so much in the second half, because that was a dead-eye shot.
Free throw on the way, but Craddock is good.
They've been money down the stretch here for the at the free throw line, have the Mustangs.
Edgewood has only missed, what, one, two, three tonight from the stripe? I believe I'm correct.
Only two in the second half.
Craddock, second one on the way. Missed that one. I guess we talked too much about it. Now he commits a foul.
Boy, you don't want to see the young men do that. Stop the clock. You're up by four.
No, you don't want that.
And again, you got two free throws coming for Brock Stevenson. Stevenson on the year, 67% free throw shooter. 5'7" junior's got 3 points in the ball game on a three ball. And got it. Big basket there by Stevenson. He'll try to cut it to two.
Just got a rebound here, boys.
Hickman is on the way, and it's good as well. So with 13 and a half seconds remaining, Edgewood with the ball out. Cascade picking him up full court, and Tanner Thomas.
Tipped.
Boy, they got lucky there. Thomas,
yes, they did.
Threw it in, and they say that Birch got a hand on it.
Not sure Newman could have gotten to it up the sideline there right in front of the cheerleaders, but he let it go, thinking that it had been tipped and got the call.
That was a smart move on that young man's part. Thomas now with it, gets it into Newman, and Newman, they got a fouling.
Yep.
And Stevenson does. We'll walk the length of the court, and Ryan Newman. Newman 2-2 from the stripe. Newman on the year. Another great free throw shooter, as we've told you all evening. 80% at the line at game time. Newman dribbles twice, puts it up, and got it.
That is a 10th free throw attempt in the fourth quarter by Edgewood. So as we talked about in the pregame, they came down the wire needing free throws. These guys can hit them.
Seniors night, got a senior at the line. Newman, second one on the way, got it too. So the lead back up to 4, 56-52. And now Birch quickly in the front court. Don't foul him. Don't foul him. Birch with a long three. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound pulled down by Austin Renard. That should do it. They give it to Ryan Newman. Newman dribbles out the clock. The Edgewood Mustangs victorious here on seniors night, 56-52. And again, they got one more ball game coming up Friday night. Back at Mustang Corral, at least that last time, the second time we got knocked off the air tonight, at least it happened at the end of the ball game. 50s, but they got that one off there pretty quick, too. Final score was 56-52. The Mustangs making up some ground there in the second half. They trailed at halftime in this ball game by the count of 20-13. They trailed by as many as nine. Then they went on a nice, nifty 11-0 run to take the lead, 24-22. The lead changed hands a couple times. And Edgewood pulled ahead. Cascade was able to answer that. They came back. They led by as many as, I believe, five, maybe possibly six. And Edgewood closed that gap. They took the lead, played keep away with the basketball, and they won it at the free throw line. So the Edgewood Mustangs, they improved to 12-9 on the year. Cascade falls to 7-15. Nice performance by Brayden Patton tonight. Dave will tell you what he did this evening. He was outstanding at both ends of the court. Cole Craddock heated up there in the second half. He finishes with, well, I'm not going to give away Dave's thunder. So, but he had a great night behind the line. I will say that. Edgewood also doing a great job at the free throw line tonight, especially hitting those free throws when they really needed them. Good performance off the bench from Cooper Bybee tonight. And it's a good night all around for the Edgewood Mustangs. Again, they win the JV game as well. Final score of that one, 47-43. So Edgewood with one more ball game, tune up before they get ready to play the sectional, and it's revenge time. They can just take on Brown County, who knocked them off in regular season. And I recall we were doing a ball game, and after a while they all run together. I think we were doing a Bloomington South game that night, and I was following it on Twitter. And Edgewood was doing really good there at the beginning of it. They had the lead, and then I checked back. I was like, well, no, that's not so good. And Brown County was closing. And then I took a look at it when I had a chance. I'm like, wow, they're getting beat. And it looks like they're going to lose that ball game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when those two teams match up again during the sectional. But the Mustangs tonight, Coach Mahurin, he wanted to see him work on some things tonight. And gets out of here with a W. I guess I'd say, most important, obviously, is the win. But pretty close, he was able to get out of here with nobody getting hurt tonight. That's one thing you don't want to see either. As you get ready for the postseason, have somebody get hurt. And so they got through all that here tonight unscathed. It was a great ceremony. We had five seniors recognized tonight. Of course, we had members of the cheerleading block. They were, or the cheerleaders, rather. I believe the dance team, and also had the wrestler, Gabe Koontz, who finished fifth at the state. And they recognized him in the pregame festivities. So a good evening all the way around for the Edgewood Mustangs. And it was a big win tonight for the Edgewood Mustangs. And as Dave will tell you here shortly, we had some good performances by a number of different Mustangs tonight. And, of course, they'll have to pick the post-game player of the game, and that's not going to be an easy one for him. So I'm glad tonight I'm not the guy doing it, and I'm glad it's up to him to do that. Okay, I can tell you that the post-game show brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist, all the tools and materials that you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. Advanced Auto Care, also a proud post-game sponsor for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. You can call them. Find out more, 330-1620. Dave Novak working furiously, totaling up those statistics here. And, of course, this first basketball game Mr. Novak has done with me tonight. Generally joins me when Mr. Smitty is traveling with the IU basketball team, and IU with a ball game coming up tomorrow night. And I know he's doing the stats. I think we're playing, I think it's, is it Iowa or it's at Northwestern? I think it's Northwestern. Northwestern up there at Welsh Ryan Arena. So Indiana with a big win the other night, and looking to improve on that as they get ready for postseason play. Of course, that starts for the Big Ten tournament. And let's hope that the Hoosiers, the Coach Tom, don't have to have a real good run there at the Big Ten tournament to qualify for the NCAA tournament. But I think just looking at their one-loss record right now, I think they probably are in right now, and it's just a matter of from here the rest of the way getting just how high of a seed they're going to get. But I think just based on what they've done so far, that they got enough to get into the big dance. So, again, we'll just have to wait and see on that. Of course, we had the sectional draw this past weekend. And the Edgewood Mustangs, again, will be matched up. It'll be a rematch And they'll be taking on Brown County. So that should be an exciting ball game. All right, other sponsors of high school basketball here on WGCL. How about the sports medicine professionals at the IU Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center, where they help make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Find out more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. By Hilliard Lyons, located at 202 South College Avenue here in Bloomington. Visit them at, we're not in Bloomington right now. We're in Ellisville, but visit them in Bloomington. Hilliard.com, Hilliard Lyon. All right, let me back up here. Visit them at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lyons, investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth since 1884. Always helps when you pre-read these. And by HFI Residential Services, they are your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. Visit them online at harold-fish.com. And normally we would tell you at the conclusion of our broadcasts of high school basketball here on WGCL, that we would be joining Bob Little, but we won't be doing that. That's only on Friday and Saturday nights. But on Friday night, I'm sure he'll still have his show. So join him for all the updates on action, both at the high school and collegiate level. He'll also interview some players and coaches. Indiana Sports Talk coming up Friday night, Saturday night, only on News Talk 96.1. And AM 1370 WGCL. I understand now that Mr. Novak is all set. So, Mr. Novak, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, John. Edgewood took a while to get going, certainly shooting the ball, but had a much better second half of it after starting 3 of 13 in the first quarter. They finished 17 of 45. It doesn't look pretty as they missed some shots, but from the free throw line, 15 of 19, including 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter, made a huge difference. 22 rebounds on the night compared to 13 for Cascade. 7 of 16 behind the line for Edgewood as a team tonight. And it was in the second half when they were 5 of 10 that really made a big difference. So woke up at halftime, the Dave Mahurin halftime speech seemed to make all the difference on the night. Good nights for your starting lineup, or at least your normal starting lineup, and a good contribution off the bench from Cooper Bybee tonight for the Mustangs. Ryan Newman, senior tonight, finished 2 of 6 shooting, 4 of 4 on his free throws, all in the second half. That was 8 points. He did finish with 5 rebounds also, so one of the shortest guys on the court, had 5 rebounds, and is one of the leaders in that category. Tanner Thomas missed both of his threes, hit one shot from two-point range, 1 of 4 overall, 2 free throws made in the fourth quarter, finished with 4 rebounds and 4 points on the night. Cole Craddock, your leading scorer in the game tonight, and certainly for Edgewood then also, 6 of 11 on the night, a great second half also, 5 of 6 on his three-pointers once he was able to finally kind of get some good looks in that second half after knocking down two early ones. Finished 1 of 2 on his free throws down the stretch. Very frustrated, I know, to miss the one that he did miss, to salt it away. Had a rebound and 18 points on the night. Austin Renard had a tough first half but stayed alive on the boards and then got a couple of good looks in the second half. Finished with 7 points on 3 of 9 shooting, including 1 of 4 from threes and 6 rebounds, 4 of which were in the first half, 3 in the first quarter. So wasn't able to hit in the first quarter, but was able to stay alive on the backboards. Braden Patton had a great second half. He finishes only 2 of 5 shooting the ball. Really had more shots than that, but got fouled enough and went to the foul line and just wasn't able to make those fall down to give himself several chances at three-point plays. When he did get to the line, though, he was 7 of 9 on his free throws. Finished with 11 points on the night and 4 rebounds. Only 1 point, though, and 1 rebound in the first half. So a great second half for Braden Patton, and I'm sure he'll have strong consideration from me for the player of the game,
because
he was good on both ends of the court, both in his screens and in his steals. Cooper Bybee, your main player off the bench tonight for the Mustangs, finished with 8 points on 3 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, and 1 of 2 on his free throws and a rebound. And Jonas Carmichael was 0 of 1 from the field in the first quarter and finished with no points on the night, but 43 points for the Mustangs in the second half, the huge difference to finish with 56. Obviously a slow first quarter, partially defense by Cascade, no question, but partially just unable to knock down some shots. Cascade, we saw Skylar Hart really lead the way. A quiet second half, though, as he was defended by several
Edgewood defenders. He finishes the night 7-12 shooting, 2-4 on threes and 0-1 on free throws, 16 points and 3 rebounds for Skylar Hart. The senior fouled out of the game, and Edgewood will not have to see him again because he was a tremendous player to watch tonight. A.J. Parsons finished with 1 rebound and no points on the night. Zach Butler finished 3-5 shooting, 0-1 from the free throw line, 6 points and 2 rebounds on the night. Evan Birch did hit a long three-pointer at the end, but that was his only shot from the field that he made. 1 of 9 shooting, 1 of 6 on three-pointers, 5 of 8 on his free throws. So he was getting loose underneath in the second half. Had 8 points and 2 rebounds. Dalton DuBois, the freshman and coach's son, came in and gave some very good minutes. Finished with 11 points on 3 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 on three-pointers, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Brock Stevenson was 1 of 3 shooting all of those attempts from three-point land. 2 of 2 on his free throws, gave him 5 points and 1 rebound. Elijah Hostetler finished 3 of 5 on the night, all of those two-point baskets or two-point attempts. It gave him 6 points and 2 rebounds, and that finishes your scoring for Cascade. A quieter fourth quarter for Cascade, 3 of 11, very important there for Edgewood. Those were all three-pointers, however. And 6 of 11 on free throws, so a little quiet at the free throw line also. They finished 18 of 39 shooting, quieter, as I mentioned, in that second half, and 11 of 17 at the line. End of the day, 56-52 is your final score. Edgewood walks out of here on senior night, even though they have one more home game, it sounds like, but they walk out of here on senior night with a win.
All right, the only business remaining is to pick our postgame player of the game, and it's brought to you by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green & Schultz toll-free, 866-685-6800, or online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Well, Cole Craddock definitely needs some consideration here as he put in 12 points in the second half and really came alive from behind the three-point line. But as I mentioned, I'm going to give it to Braden Patton. I thought he did a little bit of everything. He was inside. He was setting picks that were taking out two defenders and leaving some wide-open lanes that maybe weren't taken advantage of all the time. He was getting rebounds, getting fouled. He finished 7-9 from the free-throw line on the night. I thought he was everywhere. He even had a pair of steals sitting in the middle of that defense for Edgewood with some loose balls there by Cascade. So he was great on both ends of the floor. To me, Braden Patton is the player of the game.
All right, our congratulations out to that young man. Again, Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers, our season-long sponsor of the post-game player of the game. Well, thank you for joining us for the broadcast here tonight. Seniors Night victorious for the Edgewood Mustangs. Again, 56-52, the final score. Until we broadcast from another high school venue game, thank you for joining us for tonight, for all of our sponsors, for Dave Novak, for Katie Robbins, high atop One City Center at the controls. I'm John Callahan, and good night from the Mustang Corral.